Hello everyone and welcome to King's Dilemma. Here at King's Dilemma, we understand that all kings face difficult decisions on a daily basis. Heavy is the head that wears a crown is a statement that references the burdens and difficulties of being a leader. Any person who has ever been in a significant leadership position knows the meaning of this statement. And as leaders of our families and our community, we all face difficult decisions on a daily basis. Our goal with this podcast is to offer some perspective to our listeners and to give them the tools to be able to make the best decisions for themselves, their family, and their community. My name is David Andrade.
And I'm Leonard Chitenge, your Renaissance leader. I'm back.
Love it.
Dr. Charles Daniels. Remember that name.
Woo! Get me hype.
And this Tory Joyner is ready to roll.
Listen, the Tory Joyner, man. Yo, listen, fellas, thank you guys so much for joining me today. I'm really excited. We got a special topic today, man. I want to talk about friendships, boundaries, toxic friendships, and how we handle that. You know, I'm going to start off real quick by telling a little story, man. I feel like every time I get into, like, an argument with my girl or whatever, there's certain friends that I can't talk to, right? There's certain friends that I cannot go and talk to about my problems because first thing they can be like, fuck that shit, yo. Yo, I want to see the OD come back. You know what I'm saying? I want to see Savage D out.
The OD.
Yeah, like, yo, man, yo. I'm going to be like, yo, chill, bro.
You're not helping me out, right?
Yeah, right. You're like, I know that if I go there, I'm going to get bad advice, right? Like, and this is, and you know what the funny part is I know that some of these friends are like, they're not actually being serious. They just kind of messing with me, but like, they kind of push it, right? They'll be like, yo, fuck it. Let's just go get faded tonight. Let's go have some drinks. Let's just go talk to some shorties out at the bar. You feel better. And I'm And like, if I allow myself to do that, I know I'm going to be in a position where I'm going to get myself in trouble and possibly make decisions that I'm going to regret, right? So with that being said, do you guys have any friendships that are toxic like that? Have you had them? How did you handle them? And how do you go about establishing boundaries, especially if one of these friends is someone that you've known since like childhood?
So let me jump in here because I'm Leonard Ally. He's scared to answer questions. So I'm going to start first. Right, because for me, my friends know I'm a snitch. Listen, I'm gonna tell you what I tell the people that I serve. If you plan on hurting yourself, hurt somebody else, and I'm gonna add cheating, don't tell me. Listen, you better talk about it with somebody else. Don't tell me because I'm not gonna enable you. What kind of friend am I for enabling you when I don't even condone those behaviors in my own life? So no, don't tell me. If you're gonna do it, do it. But I ain't the friend to come to. Don't put me in that situation. And I would really appreciate when my friends don't put me in that situation. If they're really true friends.
Yeah.
Because then you're conflicting with my spirit and with who I am as a person. So don't bring that to me. That's kind of my attitude. So that's how I set the boundaries. But also my friends, no, don't come to me with that. Because we talk about anything, how you feeling, what you up to. All that other stuff, what you doing with who outside your relationship. You planning on doing this, this, and that. I'll snitch. Yeah. Don't tell me. I'm the biggest snitch. Because I want to see you live your best life.
Right.
Yeah, so
right.
Don't bring no negativity to me.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I think like a lot of times, man, you have those friends like, yo, just blow it up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Like, you better off. You know what I'm saying? But to me, it's like, man, I look at my relationship and I value it, right? I've been in there for 2 years. And to me, like, there's been so much growth that has gone there. I'm not just trying to blow that up and try to start all over again, man. It's crazy out here. Man, I talk to people who are on dating apps and stuff like that. It sounds crazy out here, man.
Yeah.
And so for me, I think I have, like, such a strong connection with my girl that I'm not trying to throw that away. And now that has actually, I think that's a big sign of maturity, right? Is before, I want to say when I was younger, it's like, yo, bros over hoes, right? Like that's what dudes say, right? And it's like, yo, no matter how much I like this girl, the fact that I've known my boy for so long would always supersede my relationships, right? In the totem pole. And so like, if I felt like oh, my girl's just being kind of like pushy against my boy for very real reasons, very like valid reasons. Like, yo, your boy liked to go out drinking. He liked to flirt too much. He might be reckless. And like, I don't like that kind of like influence on you. I'm like, man, fuck that. Don't tell me what to do. You know what I'm saying? But I think now that I'm older, I'm like, you know what? There's a lot of truth in that. I don't need to be going to a barbershop. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not trying to get my hair cut.
Yeah, brother.
So,
yeah.
I don't know, Tori, you got any friends like that?
You have to have a crew that give you a good advice.
Okay.
Nah. All that, I'm not a snitch. Nah. I'm going to snitch. You lost your mind. So it's not about snitching. It's about having a crew that will give you good advice. You got to be able to go. You got to have a couple people, men and women, that you can go to, say, look, this is a situation. this is what happened. What would you tell me to do? But you want to have a crew of people that are going to give you good advice. They're not going to encourage you. And they're not going to encourage you to keep on doing something negative. You don't want that. But to say that you don't want to have anybody, like, for example, like, my wife is not the only person that I can go to if something is going on. Because that just doesn't make any sense. That's common knowledge. So, I mean, I think the way
common
that you
got
it, it's common knowledge.
You're a fool.
I think it's common knowledge. So, I think what you have, so for example, if you have someone that you consider to be somebody that you is a good friend of yours, right? And you're going through something in your relationship, who are you going to bring that to? I mean, at some point, you can bring it to your mom. Then your wife, your girlfriend going to say, you're going to keep on going to your mama. You don't want that. So you got to have somebody that you can go to.
Listen.
That you can share something with them, right?
Therapist, God, the doorknob, Jesus. I don't know, the pastor. Listen, your friends ain't your therapist.
Yo, that's real.
Your girlfriend ain't your therapist. Listen, let me tell you where I got my snitching philosophy from. Right? Because I really want to be honest with you. Because some people may listen and say, Dr. Daniels, you whack because you a snitch. Let me tell you. I was one of those kids in a household where my mother was raised in the South. Her sister was raised in the South. They were from the genre where you do not tell what's going on in your household. There's a lot of secrets that are destroying black and brown communities as we speak today, right? One in my family was infidelity, right? So although my father's brothers and his sisters saw what he was doing, they did not say anything. They knew he had a kid. I was still the secret, right? Now, that created a lot of emotional turmoil. And for me, I made a vow to myself at that age that I would never put my friends or people that I love in that situation, right? If there's something that you're doing behind closed doors, I am not the therapist and the person that you need to tell. Therapists are held by law to keep what you say confidential.
Yeah.
HIPAA, if they break it, you can sue them. I ain't your therapist. I'm a human.
So wait, what is
this? You know what I'm saying?
Let's get a definition.
So let's get it.
Wait, no.
Come on.
Let's define what a snitch is then.
What a snitch? You looking at one. Hey, what you mean? Listen, I will snitch on your ass when it comes to your kids. I will snitch when it comes to your wife who I love dearly. So I love your wife. So you know, you ain't bringing no crap to me when I love your wife. Your wife is a great person. I'm not going to let you go out there and do what the hell you want to do and you mess up your household on my watch and I'm a true friend? No, I'm a snitch.
So what if he comes to you after you did something? Let's just say Tori was like, yo, I went out. Yo, I made a mistake. I made out with some girl.
Don't come to me. Don't come to me before. Don't come to me in the middle. Don't come to me after. Don't come to me before Jesus was born. Don't come to me, period, with all that. Right? Because I care about him and everything that he has invested in his future and his life. So, that includes his children. That includes his wife. Even y'all. Don't tell me. I'm a snitch. What's a snitch, Tori? Charles. So I snitch on your ass.
Leonard, how you feel now about that?
Hey, yo, listen. I know, period. You just tell it to the world. Man. I mean, yeah, yo. You just tell it to the world.
Oh, man. This is crazy. But check this out. But for me, I know a lot of friends of mine who have cheated on their wives. So it's kind of like, because I'm that guy where people call for like advice, guidance, and stuff. So, but for me, I won't snitch, but I'll find a way. Because you got to do what works. I do what works for me. I don't want to be put in the middle, right? It's kind of like, I kind of like stop it there. I give you the advice that you need, right? It'll be most likely like the woman will call. Like, Leonard, tell me the truth. I know you. You're an honest guy, man. You know these dudes. And I know you always blah, 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 blah. But I will not snitch. What I'll do, I'll say, hey, I kind of redirect it.
Interesting.
Because what happened is that I've done that before, and it put me in a hot seat. And it put me in a hot seat where it was just stressful, man. It was a situation like she's busting my window, she find out, blah blah blah. You know the girl at the mall. Mom went, I said, but I told you about the girl at the mall not to do it. And it's like, Leonard, you know, tell me, man, tell me, you know. And I just say it once, and it was a mess, right? It was a mess. So that's my experience around that.
You ain't no snitch.
You're not riding.
Nah.
So you got the snitch and you got the boy.
Yeah.
So go to Leonard if you cheat. Or come to Charles. So,
he'll give you advice.
I'm trying to go to
So that's the thing. Like, I'm gonna teach him. how to move forward once the mistake is made.
Right. Kind of navigate through all that stuff. It's okay. Just I don't want to be put in the middle. And the other part of this side of the story, too, is because when we're talking about friendship and toxic people, is like, I used to get teased a lot because people used to think like, yo, you better than everybody, man. You always got that. No one can influence you and blah, blah, blah. So I couldn't understand that part. And I'm like, the jealousy will come out of that in a sense, like, Why are you always like, you got this attitude that you just know stuff? I'm like, I'm just being me.
Yeah.
And it used to be kind of mentally stressful because I'm like, why is it the standard? So I found myself being alone, meaning like I know people, I got a circle of people. At the end of the day, I feel like, you know, on my level, and it's nothing personal because I'm not, you know, I'm not arrogant. I'm just me.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, is that insecurity? Is that, you know?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. I'm gonna tell a quick story real quick. And it's just not that like I feel like I should be snitching or whatever, but I'm gonna tell you, like, I have a hard time like kind of ratting people out. You know what I'm saying? So quick example. And like it's not even someone that I need to necessarily be close with, but you know, Leonard witnessed this the other day. We were in here, you know, young Clayton in the building, was walking around, he had a little plant with him, he was playing with it, and I was like, yo, Clayton, yo, if I were you, I'd chill out because it looks like you might make a mess. And he was like, he wasn't really listening to me. I was like, all right, yo, do you, homie? You know what I'm saying? You gotta learn. You know what I'm saying? He ends up knocking the plant over and there's mad dirt on the floor. And I was like, oh, I was like, Clayton, you all right? He's like, yeah, I'm fine. You know, it's cool. Yeah, chill. Yeah, I was like, all right. I was like, yo, listen, Clayton, I think you should clean that up and put the plant back where you found it. Cause then nobody's gonna know what happened here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he picks it up. The plant was absolutely like upside down. It was messed up. I was like, listen, just put it back. No one's gonna know it's you. You good, right? And so he puts the plant back, but he doesn't clean up. So there's dirt on the floor.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Samantha walk in and she's like, was this my son that did this? And she looked at me and I looked down. I was like, listen, I'm not making eye contact. You know what I'm saying? Cause I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Yeah. And guess
and then
what I did?
She's like, Clayton, where you at? You know, she calls Clayton over. Clayton instantly guilty. You know what I'm saying? He's looking down. He's trying to explain. She's like, nah. And you know what I'm saying? But I guess my point is like, this is a child, and I still felt like
loyal.
It's impossible for me to rat on. I was just like, I cannot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I found it that my nephew's a snitch recently.
Interesting. Yeah, he ratted on you?
He ratted on my mom.
What'd she do?
So my brother came home, right? So my mom is a grandma, right?
Okay.
My brother came home, and my nephew said to my brother, grandma was sleeping on the job. My nephew about 3 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
My nephew is snitched. I know him, so basically I know how to navigate with him for the rest of eternity. My nephew is snitched.
Yeah. He gonna tell on you. Listen, Clay told me yesterday too. My son, let me tell you, Samantha came home. She was like, Clay, what daddy was doing? Mommy, daddy was on the computer working. That's what he was doing the whole time, mommy. I said, Clay. And somebody's like, yeah, Clayton gonna tell you because I know you ain't supposed to be working, but you be working. And I was like, yeah. I be looking at Clayton, man, listen, but he learned from the best. But let me tell you, too.
He learned from the best. Wait, before you tell that story real quick, right?
Please.
Like, can you let me think of something?
Yeah.
One time I was a little kid, right? My dad, I was a short cat, right? Little dude. My dad used to put me in the front seat. I ain't supposed to be in the front seat. The seat used to be covering my head, basically, right? So one time we were on our way, we was running late.
That still happens to me, by the way.
Yeah. It still happened to you? So my dad said, Tori, we gotta hurry up. We running late. I said, cool. So I said, all right, we gotta get ready. So my dad said, wash up, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So I started running in bath water so I could take a bubble bath. And my pops looked at me like, you crazy? He made me take a shower. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't really took a shower before because I used to be scared because the water used to run on top of my head. But it was my dad that was making me do it. So I had to act tough for a day. So the water was running. Yeah, I just wanted to cry the whole time. That's the water was on top of my head.
Oh,
so we get in the car. Like, cool. All right, Dad, you got me. Cool. We on the highway. My pop's speeding to pick up my mom. Get pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. My mom got in the car. As soon as the door opened up, I said, yo, mom, we got pulled over.
Oh man.
So
I used to be a snitch. I understand that life you're talking about. Y'all go ahead. Tell us.
No, but listen. Listen, the snitching story, right? See, people don't know this, man. When I'm snitching on my friends, I'm also protecting myself. Because you become the company you keep. Right? So if my friends is bringing all this stuff that they're doing and I can't do all of that, right? I may feel some type of way because my spirit is weak.
Mm-hmm, I'm a man of flesh.
Okay, okay.
Right? So if I don't have those boundaries and my friends keep bringing all this stuff to me, right, eventually something's going to crack.
Yeah.
Because I'm human. Mm-hmm, and I don't want to put myself as a man in that position. Right? So that's why I am unapologetic about the energy that I allow my friends to bring to me, because I can't handle it.
So right? Honesty is a big boundary for you.
Huh?
Honesty is a big boundary for you.
I mean, honesty, but also really being true to how weak I am as a man, as a king.
Kings are weak.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
We're human.
Can't bring no stuff to me and I don't be impacted, right? So that's why I gotta make sure that you don't bring to me what I know will impact me.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm snitching because I gotta protect me too. I'm trying to protect you, but also protect me.
Yeah, I feel that.
So do what works for you, yeah.
Yeah, that's my philosophy because I know how weak I am. Other people may can handle that. Mm-hmm. I can't because I'm weak. I'm a weak king. Mm-hmm. And I acknowledge that.
Oof. Yeah. So I just want to talk about some toxic traits that a friend might have. In case you don't know some of the traits that your friend might have.
Hold on, Toy over here laughing.
Yeah, what you laughing about? What you giggling about over here? Looking like that Cheshire cat.
That's real though. I mean,
what you laughing about, Tori?
I'm snitching on you.
What you laughing about?
I'm just paying attention. You know what? So you got types of kings over here. I'm hearing, right? I'm an attentive king. That's what I call. I'm an attentive king. That's what I am.
Explain that.
I'm an advisor king. That's what I am.
Yeah, there we go.
So I can run away. Because Charles is right. It's kind of like you got to do what works for you because is this a way for you? Because you got to know you. You got to know how you operate. Because for me, my style is that I'll guide you. I'll be a role map. I give you advice. But it's a way for me to run away. It's a way for me to create that boundaries where I don't want to be part of it because it's so messy. Because I've been put in the situation before because it's like, you know what? Call Leonard. Yeah. Call your boy. Yeah. Call that dude. Call African Denzel. Call that brother. All the names.
Yeah.
Because I have a way, you know, I'm good at... I mean, listen, I can talk, man. I can just, you know, just support folks, right?
Yeah.
So, but that can be used against you sometimes where people really, we want to put you in the middle. So.
Yeah. But Charles, I want to go back to what you said because you had mentioned, you know, you become the company you keep.
Mm.
And so if people are kind of making you do things that are out of character or things that are just like kind of negative behaviors, I think you do, like, if you let someone entertain that with you, it kind of enters your spirit and you start to carry that, right? And then you start to also model that behavior. So again, just some traits to look out for. If you have a friend who's always putting you down, if they're always gossiping, if they tend to apologize without sincerity, right? I mean, we all make mistakes and we got to look to accept apologies. And I think that that's a part of growth, especially within a friendship. But if someone's just apologizing to kind of move past it and then they keep continuing that behavior, I think that's something to be aware of. And if they're comparing you to other people or if they're very self-centered, man, I think those are things that I'm always looking out for because I don't need that energy. You know what I'm saying? I like to put my energy out. So if someone's very self-centered, knowing that I'm always giving, they're just going to keep taking, you know? So those are some toxic traits that I look for. But what about you? Like, have we had toxic friendships here?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. I caught them off, man. Delete. Boom. And it didn't take it personal.
So what was it about these people that you cut off that made you cut them off?
Good. So me being an advisor king, so it's kind of like you're not listening to what I'm telling you. And I'm not coming from a place, yo, I know better. Nah, it's nothing about that. I'm hearing the guy because I know what I'm talking about. And there's a reason why you're calling me. So I'm like, yeah, nobody's perfect. But you're not doing what's being told, right, of you. In addition to that, you just call me in the middle of the night. There's no boundaries. So I feel like you're not really respecting, you know, that, my boundaries in that sense. And then the other part is like, it's something internal going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, I don't need that. Cause I think in a way it's one of those things where there's a lot of toxic people, friend that I know. And I'm saying to myself, if I give in, maybe I'm going to become like them, you know? So I'm afraid of that. So my thing is, I'm going to cut you off, delete you in a very nice way because I'm mentally strong and I'm doing it for me. I know my priority. Mm-hmm. I hope that makes sense. But
yeah, I feel
delete.
Awesome. Yeah, because my job is to advise as a therapist. I don't want to do that with my friends.
Ooh,
right.
Listen,
and I also know that my flesh is already weak. So I would tell my friends, there's certain things that you can come to me and talk to me about. Right. You can talk to me about finances. You can talk to me about how you feeling, your emotions, what's going on with you, right? I can be a great friend in the arena, right? Mm-hmm. But my weaknesses was women, right? My weaknesses were very deep. there's certain things that I can't let my friends get too close to. I have to be very stern on my boundaries and be a snitch, right? But I know what I'm good at and I know what I'm not good at. I'm very clear about that, and that's mm-hmm. okay. That's what makes me a proud, weak king. On the other hand, right, what I don't appreciate when it comes to friends that I had to cut off was them not respecting my boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boundaries are very important. So if I'm mm-hmm. telling you what I can deal with, what I can't deal with, mm-hmm. and you keep trying to project what you want me to hear onto me, mm-hmm. then I got to create some distance. Yeah. Right? I love you, but I can love you from a distance.
Yeah.
Maybe we may not be compatible friends. That's okay. Yeah. Right? A king doesn't have to be friends with everybody. Yeah. I'm mm-hmm. fine with that.
Yeah.
I have people that love me. I have friends that genuinely care about me. I have friends that respect my boundaries. Mm-hmm. If you don't respect my boundaries, that's a no-go for me. I will cut you off. How about you, Tori?
Well, no, I like what you're saying, Charles, about being able to deal with not being able to deal with a lot. Because mm-hmm. I can deal with a lot. Mm-hmm. I can hold a lot. Like, it doesn't bother me. If you come to me and you tell me something, I can maintain that. And it doesn't really bring me down. So I just try to take my responsibility and say, look, if you're doing something that's negative, something wrong, I do the best I can and tell you, look, that's mm-hmm. it. But it doesn't really, it doesn't become burdensome to me. I don't take it in. Mm-hmm. I try not to do that. So, I mean, I think that's the fundamental difference. Charles, why do you take that in?
Because I care too much. Mm. Right? One of my strengths, but also my opportunities, I would say my opportunities for growth, but also what makes me a wonderful weak king is that I know that I care too much. Mm. Right? If you're a friend of mine, I don't just care for you. Yeah. I care about people associated to you. I care about your children. I care about your partners. I care about your mother, your father, people that mm. love you and genuinely care mm-hmm. about you. So when you bring decisions to me, I'm not just thinking about you. I'm thinking about mm-hmm. people that love you too.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm very clear on that, right? Yeah. So boundaries for me, because I care too much,
yeah.
don't tell me because I care too much, yeah. right? And that's kind of where I'm at. So that's the answer. I care too much, brother.
I like that. I think it says to me, see, I really don't care. That's real good. I mean that, yo. Like, I'm glad that came up. Yo, it is what it is. Yo, like
honest.
No. It's language here that's being, I wish there were better language here. Like, you know, this conversation is a bit short in terms of the language that's yeah. being used. Because, you know, we call it a snitch, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's probably better language that we're using, right? Because there's another thing. Like, I ain't no punk. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. Mm-hmm. I ain't no punk. So when you share something with me, it's all good. We can get together and we can figure this thing out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm down. We can break it down all the way to the nth degree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I don't think punk is the correct language, but I mean I can bear a lot.
It's a powerful
yeah.
word though.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Nigga snitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. I wish we had more language. Like I think all of us do have more language. Yeah. It's not about yeah. snitch or punk yeah, and stuff yeah. like that.
But let's add yeah. some normalcy to those words. Yeah. I think it your point is really clear. Yeah. Right. I don't think you downing us for being a punk or yeah. being right, a snitch. Right.
Sure.
Yeah. I think your point is powerful.
And you know what? But you make a good point. Like maybe instead of saying like, oh, I'm a snitch, be like, I'm gonna hold you accountable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's really what it is. Like you go if I'm going to my brother to talk, I know he's gonna hold me accountable, right? Like that's
yeah,
one
but
thing.
But the streets don't want to handle accountability.
Well, I like snitch because I used to know. There was a point in time in my life when I was not a doctor,
yeah.
and I did not know what accountability meant.
Yeah,
right. So I could go scholarly. We can talk about accountability. We can talk about mutual respect.
Yeah,
right. I could do that. Yeah. We can talk about self-determination. You have choices, right? But also, we could talk snitch.
Yeah.
I got some street in me, too.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Listen, I don't got no street in me.
Nah, we know what you mean. We follow.
There's streets and vicious. Yeah, that's true. But I think to Charles' point, it's like, how do you normalize that? You know, how do you normalize? Because, you know, to tell yo, boy, yo, dude, I'm going to hold you accountable, yo. Like, well, you going to me what? You know, this guy.
This boy,
that's why I used to get teased a lot. Like, nah, come on, Leonard, man. Give me something, yo. I'm like, see, give you what? I'm telling you. Yeah. Yo, come on, man. You always on that university language stuff. Come on. Come on, African Denzel.
Stop it.
I'm like, bro, come on, man. Yeah. And it can mess you up because I think it's also connected to your self-worth, your self-esteem, man, but we all have opportunity to grow as kings, so.
Can I say one last thing, right?
Yeah.
When I say the thing about I ain't no snitch, I also don't mind if someone snitches on me. I'm okay with that.
So it's like
I know my truth type of stance, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna stand by it.
Yeah.
So it's not like you snitching on me. I know I did it.
Oh, you bold.
I like that. I'm bold. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I know what I did, right? And I also know who I have around me. So I would want somebody around me like Charles, like Leonard, right? Mm-hmm. That's gonna hold me accountable. I would want that because it means that I'm gonna end up in situations where I'm gonna be okay.
Yeah.
That's the type of people I keep around me. You gotta watch who you keep around you. So I want my team to be people that are gonna hold me accountable. I want that. So once you tell me, Tori, you wrong, I'll say, okay, cool. And if I continue to do it, okay, I'm down to suffer the consequences. And I think that people have to understand. What, so, like you said, you bold, whatever it might be. If you better be down. On, I want to say this, right?
Come on, Tori.
Just be down to suffer the consequences.
Come on, yeah. Tell it.
Yeah,
it's not about like I said. Worse, keep a gangster then.
Yeah,
right. If you cheat on your wife, right, and then you know Charles got to do what he got to do, right? Don't try to go around and say no, Charles. Charles, tell a story. Charles hating on me. Don't try to do that. No, be down to go down for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying, having Charles on my team as a person gonna hold me accountable. Like Charles telling me straight up, so I'm gonna snitch. So don't come tell me.
Yeah.
Once I bring it to Charles, that means I've done my thing.
You know what you did.
And most likely, and y'all are therapists, y'all know this, right? Most likely I've done it out of fear.
Right.
Because I want Charles to save me. If I brought it to Charles, that means I probably want Charles to save me. Because I know Charles
snitch. He know I'm a snitch.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. I think the thing that I've learned here is that, like, when it comes to, like, a toxic friendship, like, I don't need that, right? And I think that a lot of people look at it and they think that it's better to have a lot of friends, even if some of those friendships are toxic. I'm the type of person, like, I don't need that many friends. If the few that I have are keeping me accountable, if they, like, yo, they pushing me to be better, like, I don't need 1,000 friends. I'll take 3. You know what I'm saying? As long as they're 3 real ones. Because that's better for you. You know what I'm saying? And that's worth more.
For me, my wife is my best friend and Jesus. It's real. Listen. Everything else in between, and, you know, you got my parents, my dad, my role model, but everything in between, man, hey, I'm a strategist so I can remain at peace, go to bed at peace, keep my sanity. Boom. I'm not perfect. My family telling Elena's a knucklehead. Yeah. Like, my family really know how I am, but I just work hard just to stay focused, man. I got my kids. So that's a lot, because I used to get teased a lot. Like, why am I getting teased? I'm just being me. But you're learning over time. You got to do what works for you. I do what works for me. Like, I'm down. People don't believe if I tell, like, I grew up in a neighborhood where I used to know all the gang members, all of that, all the street people, all of that. So it's just surviving, man. The company you keep.
Yo, I learned so much from you all today. This is powerful, man.
There's different types of kings.
And there's nothing wrong with snitching if you warn your friends. Right? Listen, I tell my friends in advance, listen, we could talk about this. If you want to bring this to me, do not tell me. I will be a snitch in that category. Give your friends a warning. Because my friends know. They know for certain.
So you're saying just be consistent to who you are?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I'm telling you up front. I'm bold.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, yo. If someone come up to me and they're like, yo, I cheated on my girl, I'm be like, listen, you gotta handle that. I ain't gonna tell on you, but I'm gonna tell you to go tell her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Him, her, they, them, however you get down, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be like, yo, own up to it. Cause like you said, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, cause I'm gonna look at my friend in the eye and be like, yo, you are gonna feel miserable. And you're gonna feel like a jerk. But the second you tell the truth, you're going to feel a lot better. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
and, you know, people also take hypothetical stories. You know, if you have a friend like me who would tell on you, you may say, oh, say if such and such did this or that. You may want to bring a hypothetical story. Then I can get hypothetical with you. It won't be no harm to me.
Yeah.
It won't be no harm to you.
Yeah.
Hypothetical is the safest route.
Yeah.
But full transparency, when I already told you I'm a snitch, listen, everything's up to his own devices. You put yourself in the lion's den, and I'm going to bark.
Yeah.
Let's be real. It ain't nothing wrong with snitching if you've been warned. And all my friends know for certain. Tori know not to tell me nothing that's outside of my character and what I stand for, because it would mess me up, and I would be conflicted because I love the people that are associated with him. So let's get it, kings. I'm a weak-ass king.
Respect. Now, respect the respect.
Come on.
Put some respect on it, right?
That's it.
Respect Lennon, the boundaries.
You ready for this King's Dilemma?
Oh, I'm the chosen king.
You're the chosen king, the chosen man.
I wanted, I wanted to be the chosen one so bad.
You want this one? No, you want this? No, no, no. Let's get this over, Tori. Now, listen, you beat on your chest, you get it.
You said you're bold.
Yo, you can't ask me, you shall receive.
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
What up, Tori? What's going on?
Hey, yo, Tori, bro. I got to tell you the craziest story. You ready? Hold up. You don't got me on speaker, right?
First of all, you think I would do that?
I don't know if you're in the car. Maybe you just talk. Maybe it went on speaker by accident. Maybe you giving a presentation and it just popped up on the screen. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody know the crazy story I'm about to tell you. So last night, right? Me and homeboy went out. We went to the thing. We went to the bar. We had a couple of drinks. I met somebody. You know what I'm saying? She was kind of cool. Come on, man. I was feeling it. You know what I'm saying? It was good, bro. But the problem is, I might need you to cover for me. My girl's asking why I didn't come home last night. I told her I was chilling with you. So you know what I'm saying? So you might get the call or the text later on. You know, just tell her I was chilling with you. That cool?
Nah.
Oh, come on, bro. Why you being this way? Come on. Just cover for me, yo.
What's up? It's not like that.
Why not?
Nah, yo. If you did it, be bold about it.
I mean, but like, she never gonna find out.
If she never gonna find out, then why are we talking about it?
Because I just need you to cover for me this one time, and then we got money.
Nah, if you're not gonna keep it real, then you ain't. Matter of fact, if you're not gonna keep it real, we ain't got nothing to talk about.
Ooh. Tori, you can't do me a solid? You can't just hold me down this one time?
No. You my man, you know better than this. If you're not gonna keep it real, then we ain't got nothing to talk about.
Yo, Tori, the thing here. Let me send you a picture of her so you can see what she look like. See? So you gonna come for me?
She do look good.
Yeah,
but like I told you, damn, she do look good at me.
That's real.
Okay. You got another joint? You got another way?
Yeah. Hold on, I'm gonna send you her Instagram.
You know what? I see what you saw. I feel you. But you know what though? You gotta do what you gotta do.
Fuck this, I'm calling Julio.
Click, no, boom, bam. That's powerful.
That was great.
Oh my gosh. Cause that's exactly what we do. It's kinda like it's either are you willing to continue, but you kinda level with him, but they like no. And then he's gonna be mad, but he's gonna remember. I think it's probably gonna be a lesson down the line, the fact that, you know what?
Now you held firm, man. You stay true to your character, and like that's real. I really do respect that. And you know what? Yeah. I think that's exactly what we mean.
That's what's
by, like,
needed, right?
Being accountable to your friends.
Yeah, that's what's needed.
Yeah, I didn't want to say, would you tell her and all that? I'm not like that, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying you brought it to me. I'm telling you, what would I do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would keep it real because I would just call you, bring it to you, tell you she look good. You know what you see. It's all good, and we done.
Yeah,
that's the end of it. I'm done. I'm out of it at that point.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in again. Hopefully, y'all got something from this conversation. And hopefully, you tune in again next week, man. Thank you very much, and have a great week.
Peace.